This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 To the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio. And I sit here today, people, and every day. And I mean this sincerely. It is an honor. It is a total honor and a privilege to be able to sit here, speak my mind, speak my peace, speak my thoughts and the thoughts of millions of others, and be able to sit here and to expose these ass white bastard corrupt politicians and all these racial problems and reverse racial problems. Never forget. Exposure, people, that you won't get anywhere but here. Did you hear me? You will not get it anywhere but right here. I think after listening to me for a while, you understand that. And I always say, listen to me for 5 days, not for 5 minutes. These niggers want to call me a racist. I'm far from being a racist. But I want to tell you, it is an honor and a privilege for the hundreds of thousands of people that I know we reach out to every day. We were going to try to go syndicated, go nationwide, but again, with all the iPhones, we get callers, get listeners in every state in this country, in every foreign land, not every foreign land, but quite a few of them. And it's only because of the technology, but they listen because they know what I say is truthful. They know what I say is right. And I just hope it sinks in. And I hope it's not all wasted, and I don't think it is. And you always hear our WAR radio network. I'm proud to have started the WAR radio network. Again, White Awareness Radio. The first, you hear me, the first and only radio station in this country that has the nerve and guts to stand up. Not against, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community, WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud, proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. Nothing wrong with that, unless you're a nigger racist, and you want to say that I'm a racist. They don't like white people understanding what's going on, and you know that, the proud white and proud black. Now, on a serious note, you know, we have National Biscuit Day. Some of these niggers got hair looks like biscuits. Call them biscuit head, I guess. We have National Ham Day. We have National Every Day. It's always on television, always on the radio, always in the newspaper, sometime front page. There was the National Pork Day a while back, and it made front page of the newspaper. No, it's not National Biscuit Day, National Ham Day, National Pork Day. You heard this only here, people, in our news and right here. It wasn't on any of the television stations that I saw. It wasn't on any of the newspapers that I read, and I looked through all of them. It was only on our station, and we are the only one. We are the only one to acknowledge it. March the 29th. March the 29th, this year and every year, National Vietnam War Veterans Day. I bet you most of you people didn't know that. I bet you the war vets do. March the 29th, National Vietnam War Veterans Day. It's a United States holiday. I bet most of you people didn't know that. And I'm not just chastising the niggers on this one. I'm chastising the white, the proud white, and the proud black, and everybody else. It recognizes the veterans who served in the United States military during the Vietnam War. This year is the 50th anniversary of the National Vietnam Veterans Day. 9.2 million people served during Vietnam War era. That was from 1964 to 1975. 92% of those people are still alive. Over 8 million Vietnam vets are still alive. 8% have passed on, but 8 million plus Vietnam veterans still alive that helped us win that war over there. Now, it wasn't a popular war, but it was a war. It was a war that all these Vietnam vets, they didn't say, hey, let's start a war with Vietnam and let's go over there and kill and be killed. Have our comrades, our neighbors, our family killed over in Vietnam. No, they didn't say that. It was the politicians, the greasy, sleazy, low-life politicians who said that. But we'll take politics aside. When they came home, got spat on, got booed, all they did, all these proud Vietnam vets did was go over and do what Uncle Sam told them to do, what our government told them to do, go over there and kill. And that's what they did. And I've got nothing against killing the enemy. I think we should kill all of our enemies, and I'm not a violent man. They did their job. They come home. They weren't treated with honor and respect. Now, I have to say, our country's gotten a lot better. Desert Storm, all the new scrimmages over on in the Far East, all over the world. When our vets come home, hopefully they come home walking. Some come home in a box, unfortunately. But we honor them, and we should honor our Vietnam Air vets because they fought the same war. They fought the war for us, for Uncle Sam, because their uncle said, go. And you know what? They didn't question it. They went, and they did their job. But it just pisses me off that today, National Vietnam War Veterans Day, didn't see it on TV. It wasn't a big article. It wasn't anything big or small on television. Wasn't anything in all the local newspapers on both sides of the river. You heard it on our news because we honor our vets, all our vets. So I want to salute and congratulate every Vietnam Air War vet on this great day, on this National Vietnam War Veterans Day, March the 29th, their 50th anniversary. And I want to salute, take time out to salute every one of our brave military heroes, past, you hear me always, past, present, and future. Some will give all, and all will give some when they're away from their families. Some lose their legs, their arms. I don't have to go over this again. Some lose their lives. But I want to salute all our proud vets, past, present, and future, for all they've done and all they will do for our great country, and more so for our families, to keep us safe. So at this point, I want to play a song by Charles Daniel. This is an honor especially of all the Vietnam vets, the National Vietnam War Veterans Day. This goes out to you, goes out to every military hero. And if you served in the military, you're my hero. But especially today, we want to honor and recognize all the Vietnam vets on March the 29th, National Vietnam War Veterans Day, a day that I hope you people next year will remember, because if not, fighting these skirmishes does us no good, because we're an honorable people and we need to honor everyone that has sacrificed to make this country great. Charles Daniel.
Oh, the cowards came by morning and attacked without a warning, leaving flames and death and chaos in our streets. And in the middle of this fiery hell, brave heroes fell. In the skies of Pennsylvania, on a plane bound for destruction, with the devil and his angels at the wheel, they never reached their target on the ground. Brave heroes brought it down. This is a righteous cause, so without doubt or pause, I will do what my country asks of me. Make any sacrifice, we'll pay whatever price, so the children of tomorrow. Traveling will lead. We must follow till the end, or face it all again. And make no mistake about it, write it, preach it, talk it, shout it, across the mountains and the deserts and the seas. The blood of innocence and shame will not be shed in vain. This is a righteous cause, so without doubt or pause, I will do what my country asks of me. Make any sacrifice, we'll pay whatever price, so the children of and blue, and we will follow.
The Last Fallen Hero by Charles Daniels. How poignant of a song is that? If that doesn't give you goosebumps, if that doesn't make you think about this great country, then maybe you better pack up and go somewhere else. Now, we're going to play another song. I was going to wait, but I don't want to dishonor our brave military, because after the break, I am going crazy on the politicians and the racists. So I don't want to dishonor and disrespect our proud military. So we're going to play the second song before we go into break. It's called The Soldier Has Come Home by Barry Sadler. Very poignant song. But you heard The Last Fallen Hero. They'll do what they have to do. They were sent to do what they had to do. So we're going to play this one. We're going to go out. Well, we're not going to go out with this one. We'll come back. But we want to play. And this is to honor all of our military vets, especially a special thanks to the Vietnam vets, but to all of our vets, this song, The Soldier Has Come Home by Barry Sadler. This is an honor and respect for all our great military heroes.
Lay the green sod o'er me, carve my name in stone. Lay the green sod o'er me, the soldier has come home. Don't mourn for me, my darling. Don't cry when I am gone. Don't mourn for me, my darling. The soldier will come home. My friends have gone before me and laid their tired bodies down. My friends have gone before me to prepare the resting ground. Let me go to sleep now, march and fight no more. Let me go to sleep now, I'm tired, my body's sore. So lay the green sod o'er me, put the wreath upon my stone. Lay the green sod o'er me, the soldier has come home.
The soldier has come home.
People, I just want to say, let's honor today, let's honor all of our military vets on their special day. And let's thank every military hero for all of our freedoms. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
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 Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor boy shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. We ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life. This is our song. We'll fight the powers that be just.
Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. Hey, people, I want to tell you, I had a friend of mine, a great friend, call me last night and say, hey, Bob, everybody's agreeing with what you say. People are talking all over. But can you compliment the proud black community more to get the point across? I said, hell no, I can't. I respect and honor the proud black community for what they do. Take care of their families. Try to make America great. But I'll be damned. I want to compliment the proud white community. The proud white community that nobody ever compliments. It's always a white boy's fault. Always a white boy's fault. No one compliments the white community but me. And you people know that because everyone's afraid. You're afraid. Don't say that you're proud to be white. Don't do something for the white community because you know why? Because you're a no-count racist. You're a white supremacist with white privilege. And I love this guy, but I thought, I'll be damned. I have never disrespected the proud black community. Niggers every day because I hate them some bitches. I hate the crackers. I hate the hunkies. I hate anybody of any color that's out to hurt our country, out to kill our people, out to have their hands out every day wanting something every day. And that pisses me off more so in the black community than the white. And maybe I'm not right, but I think I'm right. And that's my damn opinion. I read these and see, here's the problem, people. I get all these, and I research. I get all these nigger newspapers, the Argus over in St. Louis, the St. Louis American, the Northsider by that asswipe racist nigger Antonio French. You guys don't read what the hell's going on, and you wonder why white people are hated by the black community? Wonder why white people are the devils in the black community? Here's one I'm reading from the St. Louis Argus. The cheating scam and the ugliness in big white wide letters. This cheating scam and the ugliness of white privilege. They're talking about these kids that their parents pay for them to go to school. The cheating scam and ugliness of white privilege. They don't talk about all the niggers. When they're in high school, they get cars. When they go to college, the alumni give them cars, give them money, hire their dad that was a janitor, which is nothing wrong with that, make him an assistant head coach at the school so they can get the kid to go there. We don't want to remember that. What about the ugliness of nigger privilege? What about the ugliness of nigger privilege? But see, these newspapers, I mean, there's so much propaganda going on in these newspapers. It's unbelievable. That was the St. Louis Argus. Here's the St. Louis American, another nigger paper. In big bold letters, white supremacists stepped up propaganda in 2018. Now, everybody that talks bad about the niggers, they is a white supremacist. I'm not a white supremacist by any means, but I'll talk bad about a nigger today and every day. But they talk about the number of racial rallies. See, they want to put all this nigger propaganda out. And some of these, even some of the proud blacks aren't real intelligent because of the niggers. They don't get a good education. They get no formal training. But white supremacists stepped up propaganda in 2018. This is in the Nigger newspaper, page 3. See, you white supremacists dramatically stepped up their propaganda efforts in the United States. This is coming from the St. Louis America, supposed to be a decent, reputable newspaper. Now let a white newspaper say nigger supremacists stepped up their propaganda. Black Lives Matter, that nigger racist group stepped up their propaganda from 2014, and they're still stepping it up. You don't read about that because everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid to tell you the truth. But white supremacists stepped up propaganda. They put all this crap out, people. And these niggers, and even some of the proud blacks, they believe this crap. They believe this crap. But it just pissed me off when I saw this big article, The Cheating Scam and the Ugliness of White Privilege. Now, these white people were wrong. They paid to get their kids in school. They worked for their money. It wasn't a government handout, niggers. Was not, you hear me? Was not a government handout. But they don't talk about in these nigger newspapers about all the blacks they get paid off by the college alumni, all the blacks that they cheat so they can get good enough grades to finish their fourth basketball or football season. They don't care about these niggers graduating, and neither do the niggers. I guarantee you, if you did a survey of all the black basketball and football players that went to college, how many of them actually graduated? How many of them actually have a job? I'll bet you it's less than 30%. And that's off the top of my head. It's probably less percentage than that. But they don't talk about the ugliness of nigger privileges, do they? They don't talk about the ugliness of white people busting their ass to give to these niggers when they pop out 10, 12, 15 babies. But see, I read this crap in these nigger propaganda newspapers. You people don't read it. And you want to know why I'm pissed off? I'm pissed off because of this. And you people ought to be glad that I research it, that I investigate it, that I give it to you good people, because you would not. They would be afraid on KMOX, any radio, any television station, to say anything I'm saying. They sure wouldn't play a nigger song. Now the niggers will play it. I think I'm going to play Nigger Hating Me just because it pisses me off. Get that song together, because I want to play Nigger Hating Me because I'm hating me a nigger. But it just pisses me off, people. That it's always the white guy. Always the white guy's fault. Look at this crap. Look at this crap with Jesse Smollett. And hopefully this crap will go away. It's not about him making a false police report. It's about him trying to set up the white community. Saying, oh, I saw a white guy underneath the mask. And some nigger on television. Well, they could have put white face. Yeah, you're going to put white face on a nigger to put a black mask on. What the hell is wrong with some of you people? But here, again, it's not him making a false police report. It's him trying to pit the black and white community, trying to divide the black and white community is being done day in and day out. That's why I say proud black and proud white need to come together and stop this. But you see, the NAACP, and I'll harp on them no good bastards till the day I die. John Gaskin over in St. Louis, Stanley Franklin in East St. Louis. Where is the NAACP? No, Jesse Jackson said, oh, they wronged Jesse Smollett. I tell you, niggers stick together. I like that. There ought to be some nigger super glue. Man, if they had nigger super glue, it'd be the baddest glue on the block. Man, you'd never get some bitch separated. Not Gorilla. Well, they do have nigger glue. They got Gorilla glue. I'm surprised. Hey, you niggers. Not the proud blacks. Stay out of this. I love you guys. Hey, niggers, why aren't you bitching about Gorilla glue? But we call it nigger glue because I got to say, I'm going to probably the only time I ever compliment the niggers. Man, you some bitches stick together no matter. Hey, if Jesus Christ came down, if God had come down, if whoever came down and said, hey, this is the way it is. And if you niggers didn't want to believe that, you'd say, God, this is the first time you lied. You're a liar, God. You're a liar. Them some bitches will stick together. Now, don't some bitch go out there and try to market nigger glue. Because that's my idea. Now you can take that Gorilla glue. I just thought about that. What a hell of a product. Get nigger glue. It'll stick together like three niggers killing somebody and say they didn't. That's the kind of glue you want. Man, oh man, I'm going to be a zillionaire before it's all over. But on a real serious note, people, it's not about, and it could be a misdemeanor. They could have mitigated it down to a misdemeanor. I've been a policeman long enough to know that. He really didn't hurt anybody. He hurt the black race relations. He put those people back 15, 20 years, and they're trying to get equality. We all want equality. But this Jesse Smollett, you know, the niggers ought to be more mad at Jesse Smollett than white people. Because he actually set the nigger movement back and the black, proud black movement back. 15, 20 years, because now people aren't going to believe it. But that's the problem. That's the problem. The NAACP up in Chicago, they never chastised him. They stuck behind him. Jesse Jackson, big leader of the Rainbow Coalition, whose son stole a bunch of crap, embarrassed, got out of Congress, threw him out of Congress, went to federal prison. They don't want to remind you of all that crap. But it just pisses me off to see this happen. And we sit back as white people. Don't do a damn thing. Now, the mayor of Chicago, he's asking that Smollett pay back $130,000. Now, if he doesn't, now there can be a civil suit and maybe all the information that this ad. I wonder if it was a nigger judge up there in Chicago that sealed all this information. But here's Rahm Emanuel. What a piece of crap he is. He called Chicago a Trump-free zone. And I'm reading this verbatim out of the Associated Press, he blamed the president for creating a toxic and hate-filled environment that allowed, hear me people, that allowed Jesse Smollett to think he could get away with faking a hate crime. Now, what kind of crap is that? Now they're blaming the white guy. They're blaming the white guy, Trump, for the nigger's action. And this is the mayor of Chicago. No wonder he's no longer going to be the mayor. And he talks about a Trump-free zone. You're blaming him for all the violence and killings in the number one most dangerous city in the country, Chicago, Illinois? You ass white bastard, Rahm Emanuel? I guess you'll have to take responsibility for that, won't you? You can't give Trump and call Trump responsible for all the crime, all the violence, all the killings in Chicago. You've been the mayor long enough and you haven't stopped it. And you say Chicago should not be a Trump-free zone. It should be a Rahm Emanuel zone. Rahm Emanuel free zone. You see how hypocritical these no good son of a bitches are? And he's a sleazy Democrat, not a proud rank and file Democrat, but a sleazy, greasy, organizational Democrat, saying that because of Trump creating a toxic and hate-filled environment, that's why Smollett allowed to think he could get away with faking a hate crime. What an idiot. I mean, I thought I was a crazy son of a bitch. I need to get some of the crap he's taking. Rahm Emanuel, you no good piece of crap. They ran you out of Chicago. They ought to run you out of the country. Rahm Emanuel, you know with a name like that, you ain't getting nothing good. I mean, you got to think to yourself. Let's make it clear about something. This is Rahm Emanuel. The only reason Jesse Smollett thought he could take advantage of a hoax like this about a hate crime is because of the toxic environment that Donald Trump created. He actually was quoted as this. Isn't it funny the flip is always, the script is always flipped to make the white guy always the bad guy. Why is that? And you white people know that, and you niggers know it. You got us white people on the run. You sit back, smoke your blunts, eat your snoots, drink your muscatel, and just laugh at us. And it's amazing that we let this happen. You remember yesterday, Cory Booker, he wants baby bonds. The guy running for president in New Jersey, the one that said it, that he molested gals and grabbed gals and tried to snatch the snatch. And that was his words, a guy running for president say snatch the snatch. But he's a nigger. I don't see the nigger movement. I don't see NAACP. I don't see the Me Too movement. I don't see the women coming after him because it's not politically correct for their agenda. That's what really, really pisses me off. Now get over to St. Louis. I was reading some of this, and we'll make this short. Louis Reed, one for the Board of Aldermen president, I think's a great guy. Don't know him very well. Talked to him a few times. Was on the radio station, had the guts to come on, and got chastised for speaking his mind. He wins. Now, there's 308,000 population in St. Louis. Out of that 308,000, there's about 225,000 registered voters. So keep that in mind. And I'm not saying anything bad about Lou. I think he's done a great job. I think he should have had five times as many votes. He gets right at 5%, people, of the votes. 12,000 votes out of 308,000 people. Now, grant you, 225,000 were registered. So that leaves about 78,000, 80,000 not registered. But Lou Reed, to win the president of the Board of Aldermen, again, not talking bad about him, think he's a great guy. He should have got 200,000 votes. I think he's done as good a job as he could do over there under the circumstances. He gets 5%. 12,000 people voted for Lou Reed to be the president of the Board of Aldermen. And we congratulate him. Ran a great campaign, a great candidate, a great man. I think he's a good man. I think he's a proud black man trying to help everybody. But he gets 12,000 votes. That's less than 5% of the people. Less than 5% of the people of the city of St. Louis voted the president of the Board of Aldermen in. What do you think? What do you think? Less than 5%. I think 4.9 something percent. 17.5% showed up for the election. Of course, the other ones didn't vote for Lou Reed. And I think the mayor lied to Crewson, lied, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Crewson. I think she got less a percentage than Lou Reed did. So you see the apathy. And the politicians, people, they win when you don't show up to vote. And I'm saying that because the election on Tuesday, coming up Tuesday, they want to keep you from the polls because they've got their organizational people. I've been there, done that. I've been in politics 50 years. I've been on the good side, the bad side, the sleazy side, the greasy side. I've been all over the political spectrum, and I can tell you from firsthand experiences, it ain't pretty. And I have been involved, and I hated it. That's why I thought I was bad enough, but man, when you hang with some of these greasy, sleazy, no-count, good-for-nothing, self-serving politicians, you think, man, I'm a pretty good guy. And if I'm a pretty good guy, you know what low-life bastards they are. But I just wanted to bring that up. I was reading that in the St. Louis American, and I thought to me, the politicians make you good people apathetic so you don't come out and vote. Isn't that something? A prestigious position like the St. Louis president of the Board of Aldermen gets 12,000 votes, and there's 308,000 population as of 2017, so probably a little less than that because they're moving out as quick as they can get out, both the proud white and proud black, and even the intelligent niggers. They don't want to be around that violence. But when 5% of the people in your city vote you in as any kind of office, that just shows you how bad these politicians have become. That just shows you how bad their service to the community is. That just shows you how bad and how apathetic people have become when the mayor of a city, the president of the Board of Aldermen of the city, gets less than 4 or 5% of the votes for the total population. Again, Lou Reed, good man. Not chastising him whatsoever, just making a point. 12,000 votes. That's 5% of the 5% of the 225 registered voters. That's even less. Hell, that's about 3.5% of the total population as of 2017. Think about it, people. Elections coming up. Don't let these asswipe bastard son of a bitches keep you from the poll, because when they keep you from the poll, they win and you lose once again. They win and you lose once again. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. We are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. I want to read this real quick. I never have enough time. I want to make sure my black and brown brothers and sisters' voices were heard in the room. No matter how hard they try, these white supremacists are never going to silence our voices. This was a meeting that they had when Sheriff Joe Arapo from Arizona came in and had some niggers disrupt it. But see, we're all white supremacists in the niggers' eyes. Unbelievable. Hey, I want to let you know, the 27th anniversary, Shotzi's Bar and Grill. What a great place. They've got the best $1.99 burgers now during their anniversary, 27th anniversary special from April the 1st to the 7th. 99-cent burgers. And I don't hawk the products of some of our sponsors, but I've eaten there plenty of times, and man, that food is great. They've got a lot more than hamburgers, but the best hamburgers in town. So go out if you will. on April the 1st to the 7th, 27th anniversary for Shotzi's Bar and Grill. Guarantee you, you'll have a great time. I want to talk about, and I'm not going to have enough time, we're going to address it Monday, this asswipe Chris Coleman down in Columbia, Illinois, that killed his wife and strangled his two kids, been in jail 6-8 years. Now they say that something wasn't right, and they want to give him a new trial. I don't know who their attorneys are, what's going on, but anybody that would defend a no good low-life bastard like this, they must not really respect their families or their children's or anybody. And I respect good attorneys, and everybody deserves to have the best defense they can get. But this guy already had his defense. Now they're going to cost the county and the state even more money, saying that there was something on the back of some pictures. Now, when they had all his crap in writing, they had his timeline, they had his telephone, but now one little thing is going to get him off? Think about it, people. That's what we have when we have politicians running our courthouse. It's unbelievable. Now, Judge Stephen McGlynn is handling the case, and I believe him to be a very honorable man, and I think it'll be taken care of properly. We'll talk about that Monday, because anybody that kills their children are no good rotten bastards, and this is a no good white cracker, hunky son of a bitch. Hey, I'm going to play this nigger hating me before we go out, and then we'll go out, because, hey, and all you niggers, this is for you. This is for all you niggers, because I hate y'all, because you hate us all. But just remember now, people, I want you to buy Bob Romanic's nigger glue. It's going to take the place of Gorilla Glue, and I really don't understand why the niggers have let Gorilla Glue go on for so long. But I want you to buy Bob Romanic's nigger glue rather than the Gorilla Glue, because nigger glue, and this is our motto today and every day, nigger glue will stick to your lips. Stick to your boot lips on a snoot like never before. It will stick like boot lips on a snoot. So you know how that sticks. When you see them boot lips on a snoot, you ain't never prying that sumbitch away from them lipses. Nigger glue will stick like boot lips on a snoot. We're going to go with this song now. And it just pissed me off. And I can play it because I can play it. No other white man will sit there and do it. I do it because I want to piss the niggers off. I really don't get tired of hearing it because it's a funny song. This is dedicated to Chris Rock, the proud black man who hates niggers. This is dedicated to every proud black person who hates niggers because the niggers pull them down. And this is every white person that hates niggers, because if you don't hate them and stay away from them, they'll probably kill you. Nigger hating me.
Sloth in a big black spook, you know, cause I show it like a barnyard rooster, I crow it, and the NAACP would sure like to get a hold of nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue and niggers are black, you know that's true, but they don't mind, cause what the heck, you gotta be black to get a welfare check, and I'm broke, no joke, I ain't got a nickel for a coat, and I ain't nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? I was here in the woodpile watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out now, so I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know. But I show it, take your black kid out and I blow it. And the NAACP can't keep you away from a little old nigger hating me. The trouble with his baboon mouth, he's a doing, it's caused by the trouble he's a brewing, and the NAACP can't win if a white man stick with nigger hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? When are we whites gonna have our day? The niggers had theirs such a long, long time. I'm a white and it's time that I have mine, you know it. Cause I show it, stick your black head out and I'll blow it. With nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me.
And I tell you what, people, I do hate niggers. I hate crackers. I hate, well, I don't hate crackers in my chili, of course, but I hate crackers and hunkies. I hate any son of a bitch that's going to try to screw this great country up. I hate any son of a bitch going to try to put a white man, a proud white man, or a proud black man in their place. It may happen, but it ain't going to happen on my watch, because I'm going to expose it today, today, and every day. And don't forget, my show probably be sponsored by Nigger Glue. The glue that sticks like snoots to the boot lips. Sounds pretty good. Hey, we got to go, people. As always, friend and foe, want everybody to have a safe day to make it back to your families. Don't forget, today, March the 29th, this year and every year, National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Let's honor all of our proud Vietnam veterans today. Let's honor all of our proud military heroes from every war, but especially today, let's give a special shout out and a special honor to our National Vietnam War vets, because this is their special day, just like if it was your birthday. So let's give them the accolades that they deserve. Let's give them the honor that they deserve. And again, nowhere other than here did you hear about National Vietnam War Veterans Day. And it's a shame in this great country, because they help make this country great. They help keep our families free. They help all of us live a great free life. So National Vietnam War Veterans Day, want to salute you guys. Everybody be safe. And as always, you know, because of these politicians, everything's screwed up. And you good people know that. I think the Congress has an 8% approval rate. I think the mayors in these towns have a 4 or 5% approval rate. You people are smart. Let's start to address this situation. Let's start to research. Let's start to educate ourselves, people. Because if we don't, they're not going to. I'm trying, but I need your help. I can't sit there and read the paper for you while you're drinking your coffee. So let's all research these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. No one believes in violence. Violence gets you nowhere. Let's stand tall, stand proud as one, proud white and proud black, to keep this the greatest country on God's green earth. So let's destroy these rotten bastard political parasitical punks. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those those daddyless babies, maybe the Nigger Nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The Nigger Nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the Nigger Nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the Nigger Nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade.